In the laid-back beach town of Cape May, New Jersey, a serial killer is on the loose. The victims have one thing in common. They all love to sing karaoke. That's the premise of the title story in Murder-Oke, a collection by writer and karaoke host Terry O'Brien. It's a work of fiction, but as Joel Rose reports, it's also based on fact.
If you get on the Garden State Parkway heading south, you eventually wind up in Cape May. The further south you go, the more famous Terry O'Brien gets.
South of exit 4 on the Garden State Parkway, Terry O'Brien is, you know, Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. You hit exit 6, it's like, well, who is this guy? I never heard of him.
With his stocky build and goatee, O'Brien looks more like Garth Brooks than Brad Pitt, but he's the undisputed karaoke king of Cape May. From May through the end of September, he hosts Terry-Oke 5 nights a week at local bars.
Sal gets to sing twice because he's amazingly, awesomely talented, and I owe him money.
On Monday nights, you can find him at Martini Beach, on the second floor of an old Victorian house across the street from the Atlantic Ocean. O'Brien started hosting karaoke 4 years ago, after working for over a decade as an actor. The business took off quickly. Tonight, all the tables at Martini Beach are packed, with singers patiently waiting for their turn.
I'd say a solid 70, 75% of my singers are average to really good. There's a thriving community theater down here in Cape May, and a lot of those guys come out, they do their show, they have a drink, they come out, they sing some karaoke, and that just completely raises the bar. But even the average guy off the street is generally, I mean, they wouldn't do it if they didn't think they were any good at it.
Many of the regulars at Terry-Oke have also appeared in O'Brien's column for the local weekly paper Exit Zero. Last year, O'Brien started writing a series of fictional short stories in which real-life karaoke singers mysteriously turn up dead.
He actually called me up one day and he says, "Would you mind if I kill you?" And I told him I might take it personal, and then he explained to me it was in a story he was writing.
Sal Riggi is a college professor and a regular at Terry-Oke.
Yeah, I joked with him. I said, "Well, there might be some people up North Jersey that may not like that." I said, "But sure, go ahead." I said, "It's only a story."
How did he kill you?
Somebody bashed my head in with a microphone after I sung Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. About a girl.
Riggi isn't the only Terry-Oke regular who meets an untimely end in O'Brien's stories, which are now published in a book called Murder-Oke. Edward Cole, a hairdresser by trade, gets scalped after singing an Andrew Lloyd Webber tune. Cole says it's an honor to get killed in one of O'Brien's stories.
People were coming up to him, "Put me in your book, murder me, kill me," you know.
No one asks O'Brien to murder them tonight, at least not in so many words.
Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly over
day. Randy Rodelico and his wife Wendy have been coming to Terry-Oke for several years.
I don't sing in Terry-Oke. My husband likes to, and I kind of get embarrassed, but he does it anyway.
Yeah.
What I admire about Terry, and I didn't know anything about him when we started coming, is that he has 3 children. And, of course, he's married, and he's a hard worker.
There are so many singers at Martini Beach tonight that it's well after midnight before anyone gets a second turn.
It's unprecedented. I had 25 singers before I got to someone who did a second song, which is off the charts busy for me.
You know, before when you said that the quality of the singing is pretty good most of the time,
yeah,
I didn't believe you.
Few people do, because I think karaoke, drunk guys coming out to sing, you know, Summer Wind, but a lot of these guys really, they love to sing, and even if they're not great, they have the passion, and sometimes that passion makes up for perhaps a lack of natural, God-given talent.
Underline, sometimes. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.